Washington State Ferries will be adding three new vessels to the lineup. Governor Bob Ferguson announced Florida-based Eastern Shipbuilding Group won the bid to build the new 160-vehicle hybrid electric ferries. The contracting process will begin soon, marking the first competitive bid for ferry construction in more than 25 years.
All right, we're going to talk about those ferries. But first, I need to remind you, we're taking conservatives to work and liberal progressive Democrats to task for their dysfunctional politics so that we can make Washington livable again. The governor of the state of Washington has awarded a ferry building contract to a Florida shipyard. The other shipyard that was in the running is up on Whidbey Island. And joining me now on the morning ride is Washington State Representative and Republican State Party Chair. He's a smooth legislator. Jim Walsh joins me here on KVI. Hi, Representative and Chairman Walsh.
Morning, Phil. I always have to pause for a second, make sure I live up to that that introduction. I'll try to be smooth here this ferry deal.
I think you'll manage. All right, Representative Walsh. Did Governor Bob Ferguson just admit that Washington is an uncompetitive place for Washington businesses to operate with this ferry deal?
That's certainly the big picture frame here. This is an admission of failure on the part of the current governor, Mr. Ferguson, and his predecessor, of course, Mr. Inslee, who really screwed up this deal on buying new ferry boats for the Washington ferry system. That we do need the boats. There's no question about that. So I guess mild golf clap that Ferguson was able to do a deal to buy some boats. Okay, fine. That's less horrible than where we were a few months ago. But it's not great. It's the free market speaking, basically. We have screwed up our business environment so badly in Washington that we are losing a critical and really kind of defining industry here, which is boat building.
I was just going to say, there are several boat builders here in the Puget Sound area, and some have built, I think Vigor is one of them, some have built ferries for the state of Washington in the past, but even Vigor didn't bid on this project now.
Yeah, there are multiple businesses in the boat building business here in Washington State. You mentioned Vigor, that's a big one. There's also one called Nichols Brothers. Those are the two biggest. There are a couple other smaller players too. There are boat builders here in Washington, and you'd like to see, if you can't, you'd like to see those local businesses in on this big contract. This is a contract for three boats. It could be worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $700 or $800 million, possibly as much as a billion for the three boats. These contracts are complicated, giant deals. They take a long time to negotiate, lots of terms on them. At least we got something done. Now Ferguson put out this press statement and made himself sound like he was some sort of, you know, hero from an Ayn Rand novel or something, that he had come to a big conclusion, blah, blah, blah. He really didn't do very much. What happened was the previous governor screwed it all up by saying that all new ferry boats had to be 100% electric. And the technology simply does not exist to do that practically. You'd have to rewire all the terminals. The battery tech doesn't really exist for large ferry boats yet. I mean, it just was not realistic at all. And for several years, we should have signed this contract probably 5 years, maybe 10 years ago, because it takes a while to build the boats. The previous governor screwed it all up in chasing for the perfect electric solution, no diesel fuel, no engines in a conventional way for the boats. He wrecked it. He screwed it all up. It's part of all the damage he did to the ferry service. He also screwed up their staffing and their crews.
Yeah.
He screwed
after
up everything.
COVID-related stuff.
Absolutely. So we got to a situation, actually, where the legislature, and this is a good thing for the legislature, in a bipartisan way, the legislature said, look, the 100% battery solution is not practical. We've got to change the way we're contracting. We're putting out the bids on this contract to build the boats. I put a lot of credit to the state legislator Jake Fye out of Tacoma, who's the chairman of the Transportation Committee in Olympia. He very bipartisan guy. I mean, he's a liberal guy, no doubt, but sort of an old school liberal, not crazy. Looked for a bipartisan kind of consensus on what we need to do. Made the bidding process a little more flexible, but the downside of that in the flexibility, outside of Washington, contractors got involved in the bidding. So a short term win for taxpayers. The contract that was ultimately signed with this Florida boat builder is a better deal, a dollar for dollar. It's a better short-term deal. The boats are not going to be battery-run boats. They're going to be a hybrid. They will have an electrical component, but they'll also be traditional diesel fuel engines. So they're hybrid boats. The price will be under $1 billion for three of them. It'll be like $700 or $800 million. I say that like that's a small number. That's a huge number.
The number that is in the contract as it stands right now is $714 million for three ferries.
And it's possible it'll be larger than that.
Could potentially go up a little bit. Yeah.
Increases, but that's standard to these kinds of contracts. Mm-hmm. So, better, but not great. That's what I would say.
Yeah. Now, does this become an object lesson in trying to hold up the mirror to Democrats to show them how all of their policy decisions coming out of the legislature and the governor's office are adversely impacting businesses here in the state of Washington, making them less competitive?
That, yes. And that's the big picture frame here. That's, half a credit to getting the deal done, but negative one credit for creating a situation in our state where it's very hard to do business. And it's hard for those boat builders based in Washington to compete effectively because their cost of doing business, the regulatory environment, all the red tape of doing business here in Washington drives the price way up. Plus, all this preamble to the whole thing of Inslee's attempt to make these 100% battery-powered boats jammed those guys up. Those guys were working on that premise, and they couldn't make the numbers pencil. And so they were started out kind of at a competitive disadvantage because they spent all this time trying to do this other thing that was impossible. And then when we made the terms more flexible, opened it up to bidders from all around the country, they were already they had kind of one arm tied behind their back. They were a little bit of a disadvantage to some of these other bidders who were coming into the deal fresh. So the environment of business in the state, and I put this on Ferguson and Inslee, and Nick Brown, the state attorney general, mm-hmm. all their crazy regulatory lawsuits against businesses here in Washington state, it's literally chasing business to Florida. Yeah. And this is an example of that. So it's a mixed bag, though. I mean, good for taxpayers that we're getting a little bit of a better price on the boats and the ferries, and we need them. There's no question we need the new boats and the ferry service. But negative 3 points on these guys, because they've made it so screwed up here in Washington that now we've got to go to Florida to get our ferry boats built. That's not a good sign in the big picture.
Yeah. Is this an issue that can be a factor next year when everybody's running for a state legislature and candidates challenging Democratic incumbents in the legislative races this time next year? How this contract played out?
I would imagine that those boat builders based here in Washington are not going to be too excited about how this went down. And they're not just the companies. I mean, they hire a lot of union labor. Mm-hmm. So there are going to be a lot of trade union guys and gals who are unhappy about losing this chunk of business to a company in Florida. I think it's going to continue to highlight the problems that the progressive green left has with regular working people who want to build things, who want to make things. And what Bob Ferguson is telling the blue-collar workers of Washington is, you guys are not a big deal. I just as soon send this thing out to Florida, and you guys will find something to do. I'm sure we'll find a windmill for you to fix or something.
Right.
And they know that's not a good deal. They know that's not the whole thing about the 100% electric ferries that Inslee was staggering around mumbling about. I mean, everybody knew that was never going to happen. So, pipe fitters and electricians will tell you the tech doesn't exist for that. And the same goes for all their blarney about no more internal combustion engine vehicles sold in Washington. Now, by the way, California has abandoned that, and we were following California on that one, on the car thing. No gas or diesel vehicles. Mm-hmm. But you know, Ferguson and Brown are still mumbling about that. Oh, well, we're going to have no more internal combustion engine.
Trump's basically reversed what California was trying to impose.
Exactly.
Which will reverse what Washington was trying to impose.
And we never should have been there in the first place, Phil. We shouldn't have public policy here that says we're just going to follow California. That's no way to do business.
Yep. That's not called leadership. That's called following.
So you put these things together and you have this environment where these guys, where Ferguson and Brown and Jamie Peterson, the little state senator down in Olympia.
Senate Majority Leader.
These guys, they don't care about working people. They don't care about building business here in Washington. They think everything can be a government benefit program, and they don't understand without building boats here in Washington State, we start running out of tax revenue to make government programs.
Yeah. Jim Walsh joining me here on The Morning Ride, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Jim Walsh, the state Republican Party chair, is also a state representative from Grays Harbor County in the Washington legislature. You're just kind of mentioning some of the California and politics that has infected Washington politics just by default. Have you been hearing about what's going on with the low carbon fuel standard that California has and the concerns that here as of yesterday, July 1st, it's going to start to ramp up gasoline prices in California, potentially 50, 60 cents a gallon?
It could do that, yeah. I mean, yesterday's news was the direct sales tax on gas and diesel.
Here in Washington, yeah.
We're screwing this up from multiple angles, Phil.
Yeah,
we're jacking up the sales price. That's a direct tax, the sales tax. We jacked it up starting yesterday. And this low-carbon fuel standard is a different cost driver on gas and diesel. And frankly, it affects just about everything. I mean, anything energy-related.
Yeah, for California. And it might take a little while to play into the pump price in California. My understanding is that the low-carbon fuel standard is now going to change around how the gasoline is refined and the costs that go into that and how quickly that can be done and how that ultimately plays out at the gasoline station and the pump that you use for your vehicle. That probably is going to take at least a couple of days, if not a couple of weeks. So everyone should be paying attention to that because that eventually could end up happening here in the state of Washington with the majority Democrats and Governor Ferguson down in Olympia that would seek to copy what California has already done.
Yeah, they have already drafted the plan to copy that. And it's like the Climate Commitment Act, but it's a different cost driver. It's a different policy point. It drives up the cost of gas and diesel, not directly. CCA is not a direct tax like the sales tax is, but it's an indirect tax. It's a tax on the process. The low carbon fuel standard is like that.
Yep.
It's not a direct tax at the pump. It's a tax on the process farther up the production chain for fuel. And those they think they're being clever when they do this, but they're not. Everybody can see the connection. Everybody understands that the Climate Commitment Act has already driven up fuel prices here in this state by about 50 cents a gallon.
Yeah. And of course,
that's in addition to the sales tax.
Between what California's doing and what you're mentioning about the Climate Commitment Act here in the state of Washington that Governor Inslee imposed, it's strictly a way to extract more money out of the public for bigger government in the states of California and Washington. And that's really why it's being done. It's not being done to really, quote unquote, save the environment or save the planet. It's being done so that government can take more money and have more money to operate with.
Yeah, and if you press them at all on it, the radical Greens will admit that the Climate Commitment Act has not reduced carbon outputs, their measurement of pollution, at all.
Yep.
In fact, carbon outputs have increased.
Moving the goalposts is what they do.
It's crazy, yeah. It really is bad faith legislation. It does not. It's not doing what its supporters originally claimed it would do, which was reduce carbon outputs. It doesn't do that. Now they say, oh, yeah, we knew it was never going to do that. Really, it's just to prevent the purchase of carbon-based fuels.
In any other application, we would call this bait and switch, and an attorney general would go after any company that did what the government ended up doing.
Well, he can't go after himself.
Yeah, and he won't go after himself. We know that's not going to happen. Jim Walsh, thank you very much for being with me here on the morning ride to talk about this new ferry contract that was finally awarded. And it went to the lower-priced ferry building contract, which is in Florida, because Florida competes better than the state of Washington does when it comes to building ferries. And that's the environment the Democrats and the majority of the legislature down in Olympia have created for us here in the state of Washington. Very good. Thanks, Jim. Have a wonderful 4th of July celebration. We'll connect with you soon, okay?
You too. Have a happy 4th, everybody.
All right. Absolutely.